Today, citizens 18 years and above and of sound mind will begin the journey towards this year's general election. The biometric voter registration, which is the passport that will allow the electorate to vote in the general election, will begin. The nationwide exercise will start at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Principal Public Relations Officer at the Electoral Commission, Silviano, said materials have been dispatched to the 7,000 centers the exercise will cover.
In terms of logistics, in terms of training, I think we are ready for tomorrow's registration.
Has all registration materials reached all the centers?
Almost. The main thing is that tomorrow we are starting with the registration, and we're supposed to register at 7,000 centers across the country. It is not limited to a particular region. It is a whole country. Therefore, we need to identify and know where we are supposed to register. And you must note that where you register is where you go. So we need to be sure. We have to tolerate. We have to wait for our turn. For instance, if you are at polling station C, you don't register at polling station A because the team is there. You need to wait for your turn so that we don't complicate matters. We need to know our house numbers. We need to get some forms of identification. Like, so we are aware. The letter of mission is ready, and then hopefully, God willing, start with the registration.
What time is it starting?
It's supposed to start at 6 p.m. Yeah.
Some people have expressed concern that publicity is poor, has been very poor. They don't even know where they are supposed to register.
It depends on where they are coming from. But we have over 1,000 educators on the field. For each electoral area, we have an educator. We're doing adverts on radio. We are publishing the mobile plan in the print media. We are everywhere virtually.
What provisions have you made for the disabled or the physically challenged, especially the lepers?
The Electoral Commission has quite been working in that direction. We have the registration centers. We have made the registration centers accessible, particularly to the physically challenged. Therefore, we've not placed registration centers or polling stations on top of hills and places that are inaccessible to the physically challenged. So, apart from that, those whose fingers cannot be captured by the machine, the fingerprint scanner or fingerprint machine, there are other alternative arrangements that have been made for them. So there's no problem. There's no cause for alarm to make sure that you are qualified. If you are not qualified, you are not a Ghanaian citizen of 18 years and above, and of sound mind, you have no business at the center. Unless be tolerant and wait for the officials to do their work, they will start. And definitely at the beginning of every exercise, they might be slow, particularly the data entry claim. But as time goes on, I'm sure they will pick up, and then we would know that, of course, we train them, and then we need to be tolerant.
Now, let's talk about students. What plans do you have for them? Are they registering in their schools, or they are coming back to their places of residence before registering?
Right now, the main thing is to have the name of qualified students on the register. So that if you they have registration centers, they're going to mount registration centers at places near their schools or maybe in their schools, they need to make sure that qualified people register to vote. Now, because of the verification issue, which is election related, the Electoral Commission is moving, is taking some, is trying to be cautious, let me use that word. But want of a better word. The Electoral Commission is being cautious because at the end of the day, if they register, then probably they are not in school and they have to vote elsewhere. There are some kind of there's some kind of complication because of the verification issue. Because the verification machine would be there when we are about to vote. And therefore you put your hand on it and give you the green light and then you can vote. Now, if you register, for instance, in a school, and then you're on vacation and you move the machine, for instance, in a Cape Coast school, you have the machine there. But later on, you move to Accra, for instance, and you want to register there. Your name might not be there. So the Electoral Commission is now working out some kind of modality to make sure that that aspect, you know, is fine-tuned so that everybody can vote ultimately. But now, let me say that it is important to register. Let's register now, and when we get to the river, vote cross.
All right, just hold the line for us. Now let's also talk to John Lavi, who is the National Coordinator of the Coalition of Domestic Election Observers, Kodeo. Good evening, Mr. Lavi.
Good evening.
So what will Kodeo be doing tomorrow?
And that was Public Relations Officer of the Electoral Commission, Sylviano, talking to Agatha Sama on Behind the News.